Okay, so let's continue over here. Let's see if we can get a quick idea. So we discussed it yesterday. I don't know if we had it on the tape, but that Rav, the Gemara concludes that Rav is really learning like a different Tana. It's funny. The Gemara says Rav is learning like Rabbi Eliezer, and then Rashi sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is learning like Rav. But Rav is able to. He's Rav is in that generation. He was able to argue with Tanaim. So anyway, what's the idea? Let's see if we can just get it straight. Now what? So he learns like this. Lo yumasu, everything goes back to the pasuk. So this is Doraisa, it would seem. Lo yumasu avos al banim. So that means avos are the brothers, and banim are their children. So that includes brothers to brothers, brothers to uncles and nephews, and cousins. That's what you get out of that pshat. The cousins come from another drush of banim lebanim is because it didn't have to say banim; it could have said bain. Okay, but anyway, so that's the first level of limud. So where do you get the great nephew? So Rav says because it says lo yumsu avos al banim u banim. There's a vav. Because it repeats it, ubanim. So what is the ubanim? So he says that includes a ben of the ben bino shel achi abba. Your the brother of the father's grandson. No, I'm sorry, forget that Rashi. Right, that would include the from the uncle to the not only to the his. Ben in the pasuk, which really is his nephew, but even the Ben's Ben, which is his great nephew. Right, but that would mean 1 to 3. But that would not include the 3 to 2. It would not include this to this. Like all it means is Yishmael considers Yaakov banim. And Ubanim is going to be Reuven to Yishmael. But Nevaios is not included in this whole discussion. Right? It's just Reuven to Yishmael. That's it. Because the Pasuk is in one direction. The Pasuk is extending only in one direction. It's extending the Banim. Okay? That's what Rabbi Eliezer argues. And he says, but it also says Al Avos. So just like it's extending the Banim down, it's also extending the Av down. So that would include Nevaios and Reuven. Okay, so just to put it simply, according to Rav, it's only an extension of Bonim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there are two Ribuyim, and it's going to extend Av and Bain. So that would include Asheni the Shlishi. But that's the Machlokas. Do we only extend the relationship of uncle to nephew, we go down to the great nephew, or do we say no? And now once the now there's a general rule. Really comes out an interesting. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the avos al banim is like a super added din. Once you have all of the extensions, now there's another rule. Anyone who's apostle to the father. That kid, that father's son is also puzzled. Right? Because he agrees, Ubanim gives you Reuven. And then after that, there's another rule. If you're puzzled to Yishmael, must be also puzzled to Nevaios.
It's like anyone who's puzzled to your father is puzzled to you.
He says it the other way. Anyone who you're puzzled to, as a his son you'll be puzzled to also. Called the psili avos pasul labana. Whoever is a psul of the avos, meaning whenever there's an uncle that you're pasul to, then pasul labanim. Then you're also going to be pasul to that ben.
But it's still just.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to me like this. It seems to me that according to Rav, there's a separate din. There's a separate din of the great nephew. Why? It's a separate din that we say that there's a relationship to a nephew, and because of that, there's an inclusion of the great nephew. In other words, the uncle. It's a little bit relying on the realities of family dynamics. But it means to say that Mistama in general, the nephew is considered like a child. The nephew is close to the is a close person to the uncle, and because of that, his son is included. The great nephew is considered an extension of the karov to the uncle. But it doesn't go the other way. This is the point I'm trying to illustrate. Hold on. The point I'm trying to illustrate is this. We don't say that Reuven is close to his great uncle, and therefore the great uncle should have an extension. I'm not saying that. See, that's what is interesting over here.
It's like a one-time extension from the.
Only includes. The pasuk is saying that there is an extension of the bane, Ubanim, but that's only going to include Reuven. As long as you do this way, it seems like this. It seems to me like the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Eliezer, at least in the end, is that according to Rav, he's learning there's a separate riboy of the nephew, right? For the ubanim, according to Rav.
Oh, okay.
Right, but the first cousin once removed has no shaychus to that. Because the great nephew has no shaychus, doesn't feel close to his great uncle. There's not that connection. Connection is from the uncle to the nephew, and because of that, it'll include their children. Nevaios is automatically included already as Bunim, but it also includes Reuven. Okay, but Reuven is just included as an addition to Yaakov. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk is teaching you a different din. The pasuk is teaching you a different din. Now what? Whenever the father is pasul, you also pasul to the ben. Yeah, how does that work? So then it turns out that what? Since Reuven is pasul to Yishmael, he's going to be pasul to Nevoyos too. Because that's a separate din. Whoever you're pasul to as an av is also a psul to the ben.
Makes sense, but I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on. Enough of this for now. Let's take up another question. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in Bava Basra, so this is an important halachic issue here. So what comes out from this Gemara? That a Rishon to Shlishi is possible. That's what comes out from this Gemara. Right? And if we hold like Rav, a Sheni to Shlishi is kasher, but a Rishon to Shlishi is possible going to Rav. Right? Yeah.
For halachic purposes now, to follow.
Okay, so one second. So Rashi in our Gemara says, what does Rashi say in our Gemara? Rashi says that Hilchasa kivase, leis Hilchasa kivase. So Rashi says, although Rav says a Rishon to a Shlishi is possible, we don't hold Rishon to Shlishi is possible. Right? Why? Because we say in Yesh Nochlim that what's going on with the gears here? That a Shlishi Berishon is Kasher. The Hilchasa Kevase should be Derava. Me the Basroi. In other words, our Gemara just says Rishon to Shlishi is possible, right? That's Rav. But if you take a look in Bava Basra on Kufchav, what is it?
Kufchav
Ches, Amud Aleph, it says like this. Rabbi Abba was sending a lot of letters to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, okay? And he says like this. He says, Sholach le Rav Abba L'Rav Yosef Bar Chama, halacha, shlishi b'sheni kasher. Okay? So that's definitely... Now, whenever the Gemara says halacha, that's pretty much, we say that's the halacha. Okay? And you'll see the Gemara says it again later. But it says halacha, shlishi b'sheni kasher. So that knocks out who?
Rabbi Eliezer.
Out. Now, Rava says, af rishon. Okay, Rava says even a rishon, even a shlishi to a rishon is kasher. So that's against Rav.
But that's not included in the halacha.
Well, we'll get back to that. Okay. I mean, I don't want to, well, whatever. That's that becomes a big machlokas. But the way Rashi is learning, it would seem he's saying hilchas kavase de Rava mi de basroi. Shouldn't be Rav. Rav is not a basroi. Rava is a basroi. Means a later one. So Rashi and most Rishonim learn, based on this Gemara, that a Rishon to Shlishi is kasher. Because Rava here says Rishon to Shlishi is kasher.
Okay, but...
but basically, the Psak is, according to Rashi, and I think most of the other Rishonim, that a Rishon to Shlishi is kasher. Because Rava said it in Bava Basra. And Rav is one of the later poskim. He knew Rav, and he rejected Rav. That's its principle, that we go by the later shitas a lot of times, because they knew the earlier ones, and they knew, were able to look at everything and weigh it all out. They saw his argument, they saw all the other people's arguments, and we go by the Basra.
Are they both Tanaim?
No, Rav is an Amora. I mean, Rav is sort of like on the bridge. Rav is like on the bridge.
And Rava is definitely an Amora?
Definitely, 100%. But look, our Mishnah says Rishon Shlishi is kasher. That's the plain shot in our Mishnah.
Okay.
Rishon Shlishi is kasher. Rav was learning in a different way, like Rabbi Eliezer. He argued a little bit with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rava held that the Psak is according to our Tana. So that's how we, that's the way most Shonim learn. Rabbeinu Tam happens to disagree, and he happens to hold that we still hold Rishon Shlishi as possible. Okay. Oh, let's do that case, okay? So that's enough for now for that. So Rishon to Shlishi is a machlokas. We'll check out the Psak. Abba to Abba is a different case. We'll do that next.
Fine.
Okay? But in terms of Psak, we'll come back to it another time. Blineder. But the Gemara has another interesting case. Okay? So like this. Mar bar Rav Ashi achsher ba'abba to Abba. Wild. Okay? Mar bar Rav Ashi said you can be made for your grandfather, and vice versa. Okay, v'leis hilchaso kemar bar Rav Ashi, and we do not hold like that. Okay, but the question is, what was his idea? What was his svara to say that you could be made for your grandfather? Sort of. So let's take a look at the riff. It's very confusing. Let's take a look at the riff. So the riff says, you're half right. Let's take a look at the riff.
Right, that's what it
means. You're half right, but the part that you're wrong about is why do we not hold like Mar Bar Rav Ashi, according to Rashbam. A Rishon to Shlishi should be kasher, not a... Right? Why do we not hold like that? That's where the riff and the Rashbam differ.
Because
not on why.
Not a 3-1.
No, that's what the riff says. The Rashbam says different. What does the Rashbam say?
The father's always like the son.
That's right.
So that's what I want to ask a question on.
So where's the Nafkamina? So where's the Nafkamina?
Great grandson.
I want to say. It doesn't matter. You could always a 7-1.
Let's tease this out more carefully, okay? So now take a look at the riff. Riff says like this. Garcina beperek yesh nochel. That's one of the great things about the riff. He brings in other gemaras that are relevant. Since he's focused on psak, he brings in other gemaras that are relevant to the sugis a lot of times. So it's on 12 or vav amud beis. Okay, if you feel more comfortable with that. So he says, he quotes the Gemara Yesh Nochlim, right? And then he says, he quotes Mar Bar Rav Ashi, and he says, we don't hold like Mar Bar Rav Ashi. He says, Pirish, got it? Kosover mar baravashi de achshe ba'aba de abba de shlishi rishon hu. Okay. Are you on, you have different pages than me? Oh, you're right there. So he says, Mar Baravashi said that the grandfather is kosher because he's a shlishi to a rishon. V'lei silchus kavase, de avu b'no rishon b'rishon. Meir, only a father and a son are a rishon b'rishon. Okay. Oh, this is the riff. Kimo ach v'achiv, like a brother, is a rishon to rishon. Shehein rishon b'rishon. V'havelei av de abba sheini b'rishon. Okay. So this is very important. Let's get this straight. Because this opens up a whole new way of thinking about things. Okay? A new way we haven't thought of yet. So let's take the case again. You've got the Bain, the Abba, and the Abba. The Abba. Okay? So please explain to me how the Bain to Abba de Abba is a Rishon to Shlishi. Can someone explain that to me?
Yeah.
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, you affected.
So, because you draw one more up.
Draw one more up.
Draw one more up. Now the bend to that one more up is three, and the opposite to that one more up is one.
What kind of sense does that make?
It doesn't. You pass three. You pass three.
But it's the same. It's the direct. It goes. I don't get it.
Yeah, but
there's no like zero, so the right. Person has to be something. So once you're looking at this, what you would consider the Abba Dabba, which is the Zakin, I guess, you have to go one above that.
Because once you define Doros as you reach the common descendant, you can't just say, oh, just because he passes three, you have to stop there.
That's how I thought of it.
So in other words, he's applying the same rule, strangely enough. That how do you know how you're related? Somebody find a common ancestor. You're from him. Yeah.
Even if it's the Abad.
Yeah.
I think maybe one of the ideas is that you're looking for the progenitor. In order to relate two things together, they have to be products of the same thing.
Products of the same thing. Okay.
So that's the idea. So the father is not a product of himself. You have to step back one step in his case.
So according to the riff, though, this is the Iker Machlokas. Right? Mar Baravashi counted the Bain to the Abba de Abba as a 3-1.
That's Mar Baravashi. And the riff said, no, it's a 2-1.
2-1.
That's what the riff says!
How does he get that?
He says the father.
Because there's no zero. You don't ever say zero.
Why he says,
so then it can't work.
That's why it doesn't work. That's why the riff says we don't hold like Mar Baravashi.
Because the case just doesn't work.
But he could be Beya to the Zakein. Listen to the riff. The riff says...
Under what counting system would you call it?
I'll explain it to you. He explains to you. Listen. Okay. He says, De'av u'beno rishon b'rishon hu kamo ach be'achiv. He says a father and a son are called a 1-1. Just like brothers are called 1-1s. Right? V'havelei abba d'abba sheni b'rishon. So if these two are considered a 1-1, just like his brother is a 1-1, so the bane to the abba d'abba is going to be it's going to take him two steps to get to the abba, And it only takes the Av one step to get to the Abba de Abba.
Who's a 1-1? Who's he calling a 1-1?
He's calling a 1-1 Abba de Abba and Av.
So the 1 in this case is the Av to the Abba?
He's saying these two are considered a 1-1.
Any two of those are considered a 1-1.
That's right. And if he had an Ach, it would also be a 1-1.
So he has a different kind of
system. How is the Ben and the Abba related?
We would have called Av and Ate Abba a 2-1 before, right?
No. We call brothers to each other 1-1s.
We always say 1-1.
Yeah, but what about the Av to the brother up there?
Oh. This guy to...
The one on the top left.
That's Abba? That's his father.
Person.
That's his father. That's Abba Dabba.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Abba Dabba.
This is one guy.
It's
the bad Dalit.
Yeah.
But one second, so let's get this straight. So you're saying Av... to Abba Dabba is a 1-1.
So now, and he's related to the Abba da Abba via his Av. So that's a two steps to him.
That's weird. It's not a 1-to-1. It's a 1-to-0.
Yeah, how's he counting?
Pre-zero.
And then how would the Av and the 10 be related?
A 1-to-1 also.
Who is the 2, who is the 1?
Who is the 2 and who is
the 1? Abba da Abba is the 1.
The Abba, the Abba is the one.
And then the Bane is the
two to one. And the Shlishi one.
And the Bane is the two to one. That's why to the Zaken would be okay, because that would be a 3-to-1. To the great grandfather, the Riff would say is fine, because he's a 3-to-1. If your grandfather is 2-to-1, your great grandfather is a 3-to-1. Has to be. Whereas Rashbam says, "Vele silchosa kemar de baravashi de bnei banim u bnei bnei banim ad elaf doros lo yu idilav oseim de ben yerech oviv hu." In other words, they both agree what Ravashi thought. That Ravashi thought the bane to the Abba da Abba is a 3-to-1. But the question is, what was he wrong about? According to the Rif, he was wrong about how he counted. He's really only a 2-to-1. But if you find up one generation to be a 3-to-1, that would be good. According to the Rashbam, he counted right, but he made a mistake. 3-to-1 is not good by
direct
lineage.
So they're arguing on why it's Leis Hilchasa.
That's right.
Okay.
They're arguing on why it's Leis Hilchasa. The Rif says it's Leis Hilchasa because the idea is right, but the application is wrong. So if he just didn't get the 3-to-1 case, he got the 2-to-1 case. He messed up his way of counting, but 3-to-1 is always good. There is always good when you get to 3-to-1. According to the Rashbam, it's 3-to-1 is not always good. That's the problem. Sometimes 3-to-1 is no good.
Smar Bar Rashi is getting 3-to-1 by saying the Bane goes up.
He's saying, how is he related to his grandfather? Through his great-grandfather. So that's 1, 2, 3. Because they're related to each other via the Zaken.
And then where does he get the 1
that's
from?
Like Rashi, right?
That's the Marbar Rashi asking.
And he gets...
That's how Rashi explains it.
And Rashi agrees with that. He
and
says that's true.
That gets you 3.
3-to-1.
The 1 comes the fact that the... Where's the 1?
Sort of like if you could sort of superimpose him...
And it'd be like going another to the side now.
Right.
And we hold that that's a good way of counting?
So yeah. According to Rashi, that is... According to the Rashbam, that is a good way of counting. The only thing is, he's still possible because... There's a different
thing.
Beno is always considered
the other thing. How does the Rift come around to calling it a Shani Rishon? In what sense is that a Shani Rishon? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, let's think that through. He's using Rishon like primary, right? Like I am to myself directly.
So what do you call like?
You mean why does he have to say Av to Beno is 1-to-1, right?
Or what does it mean?
What does it mean? Av to Beno is 1-to-1. And therefore, he says, to Ben Beno is 2-to-1.
What do you call? He calls Achim.
Achim he calls 1-to-1 also.
That makes sense. That's how we were counting before.
Right.
Achim is 1-to-1.
Right.
See, there's a Yad Rama also. So he says, like, he considers father, son, and brothers all, like, direct.
So you call it a Rishon Berishon?
They call them all Rishon Berishons. Rishon Berishon is not... to them by this counting up and back down game.
Directly to
it's,
each
they
other.
Consider brothers directly related. They considered father and sons directly related.
They are, but through the father.
What are the two numbers come from?
What are the two numbers?
Right.
You mean the 2 and the 1?
Yeah.
There's a split.
No, he's saying father and son are directly related,
right?
Right? Now, so therefore your father and your grandfather are direct relationships, and you are directly related to one of them. So therefore so you to the grandfather is a direct relationship to a direct relationship, right?
And he's calling that.
Why do we say that people are not related to each other? Okay. Why do we say that people are cease to be related if you go up far enough?
Nothing to do with them.
Because it's far
Let me give you two possibilities.
Is it because I'm just too distant to that guy?
In other words, take this guy to this guy.
Great-grandfather. I'm just too distant from him. Okay? Is that the problem?
I'm too distant from him? It's a direct kind of an idea?
Or is there another reason why? Another possible reason why? Because
every generation I go up, notice what happens. If I go up one generation, I have two people included. I go up another generation, I've got four people included. I go up another generation,
you have all of them.
I'm sorry, it's actually more.
Right.
I go up one generation, I have three people. Two generations, I've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven people included. The point is, the higher up I go, the more people I include. It's too broad. You can't be close. A thousand friends. You can't have a thousand relatives. That breaks down the whole idea of relation of relative. There must be a limitation on this exponential growth of relationship.
So how do we know when to cross it off?
In other words, is that what we're looking for? That's the question. What are we looking for? Are we looking for a place to draw the line because it includes too many people?
Or it's because it's too distant.
Or it's because to each individual it's too distant. Okay? So I saying like this, that with Marbar Rav Ashi, I think it comes out to this kind of a question. I think this kind of a question becomes relevant now. In other words, the Rif says you're not related to your great-grandfather. Right? The Rif says that... let's take Marbar Rav Ashi. Let's take Rashi's way of looking at things. Okay? Because that's a shlishi, right? See, I think that what the Rif is learning is you're not related to the great grandfather. Let's take the machlokas between the maskana between the Rif and the Rashbam, whether the grandfather is pasul. Okay, so it seems to me that the Rif is learning we can't go up to the 3-to-1. Because if we would say you're related to the great grandfather, then it would start to include this whole other tree of the family.
Why?
Because that's that would be because once you're related to him, it should include saying that this is part of your family, then their family is included in that family.
Okay. Right.
I'm just thinking it through. Whereas, because it goes by every layer you go up, you include the ones who are the descendants of that layer. And we just can't build a family that way. Because you go up to Yaakov like Yerusha. It doesn't follow Yerusha. This is the path of Yerusha, up and down, up and down, up and down. We don't follow the path of Yerusha because it dilutes too far. So 3-to-1 is where the dilution starts to become a factor. Okay? Whereas Rashi is learning, it has to do with relatedness to the person. That's the issue that we're looking for. So it's possible to say that I'm possible to my great-grandfather, not because if I included him, I would have to include all of my second and third cousins. It's not an issue of that. It's an issue of we look at everybody directly. I would never include this guy because there's no direct relationship to him. But the great grandfather is different.
Like a primary kind of relationship.
Like a primary kind of a relationship.